Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Bet, Mishnah Dalid. We'll now talk about the third case listed in Mishnah Dalid of the first Perek. We mentioned over there all different types of situations of an animal that's mu'ad, an animal that a person has to pay Nezek Shalem for. The third one that we mentioned was an animal that starts off as Tam, but through doing keren damage with its horns or usually using its body in an unusual way to damage, it becomes a mu'ad by doing that three times. Three unusual damages makes it mu'ad. We'll elaborate on that in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ezehu tam ve'ezehu mu'ad. What animal is a tam animal? And what animal is a mu'ad animal? Mu'ad kol she'ha'idu bo shelosha yamim. A mu'ad animal is an animal that did keren damage, unusual damage, three different times, but it has to be three different days. If it's three times on the same day, according to this opinion, it would not be considered to be mu'ad. Maybe it's having a bad day. Maybe that day, the animal's doing something wrong, but there's no establishment of a pattern over here, so it has to be on three separate days. Hachamim erin over here, that it doesn't have to be on 3 days in a row, but it has to be three opportunities that it had consecutively, could be a few days apart, without an opportunity to damage in between that it didn't take up. In other words, it has to use three opportunities to damage 3 times in a row on 3 different days. But if it has one opportunity where it could damage and it didn't damage, in that situation we would say it's not considered to be a mu'ad animal because it passed up on keren damage. Ve'tam, Mishiyahzor bo shelosha yamim. A mu'ad animal, after it's established as mu'ad, goes back to being tam after it changes its behavior on 3 different days. In other words, it has the chance to do similar type of keren damage on 3 different days, but it held back. Once it holds back 3 times in a row without damaging at all, so it's a cycle of three, it's undoing the mu'ad status that it had. If you know the laws of Vestot, it has a very similar pattern to that. This is the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir omer, mu'ad she'ha'idu bo shelosha pe'amim. According to Rabbi Meir, a mu'ad animal is mu'ad once the owner was warned about the keren damage 3 times. What we're implying here is we don't care for them to be on 3 separate days. If the animal could become mu'ad on 3 separate days, it causes damage with days apart from each other, says Rabbi Meir, kal vahomen, how much more so an animal could become mu'ad if it did it 3 days in three times in 1 day? And that's his logic, that even if it does it 3 times in 1 day, then it would be mu'ad. And of course, if it happened also, like the other opinion, on 3 separate days. V'tam kol sheyehu atinokor mimashmeshin bo ve'en rogeyach. And a mu'ad animal goes back to being tam if it's so relaxed and so tame and so not damaging that little kids would go over, touch it, and play with it, and it would not hurt them. The opinion here of Rabbi Meir is that an animal holding back on hurting for 3 days when it has the opportunity to hurt, that's not enough. That's not enough of a reason to change the status of a mu'ad animal back to a tam animal. The only way that a mu'ad animal could go back to being a tam animal, if it's super, super relaxed and we're so sure of it that the little kids would go over and play with it and pull it and it wouldn't damage them.